We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Every week we have a three and out. Often during the football season, there's three college teams. Sometimes it varies, but we're back to three college, not teams, but sports. And I'll tell you what, the first one you sent is terrific. Caleb Williams is a name not only known in NFL draft circles, where he's likely to be the first pick. Caleb Williams is a beast in MIAC basketball. Different Caleb Williams, though, right?
Yes, they refer to him as the other Caleb Williams. And this one came to me through my good friend John Deasley, the former Vikings fan, who is like his great uncle.
Oh, you told me that's right. Yep.
And so remember, we talked about this kid before, about he was, you know, he's a senior guard at McAllister and he's tearing it up. And Deasley sends me a message last week. He goes, the other Caleb Williams scored 51 points in a game against Concordia. I'm like, what? So I went and looked at it. Yeah. So McAllister was playing Concordia of St. Paul, and the other Caleb Williams racked up 51 points. So not too shabby.
Not at all.
The funny thing is, I think they only beat Concordia by like 2 or 3 points. So thank goodness he did score 51 points that night. So
good. Well, you know what? Good for him. And by the way, good for your alma mater and their hockey program. My gosh, that team, a D1 team, lighting it up, only in their third year, right?
I've been really pleasantly surprised by St. Thomas this year. You know, they have not had the first 2 years were rough, right? I mean, they're playing different caliber of programs than what some of the other sports are, because they're immediately having to play St. Cloud and Mankato and all these schools, Lake Superior, all these schools that have maybe even have a title to their name or have recently been in the Frozen Four. So they've been kind of, you know, the first 2 years they had a lot of losses, and all of a sudden it started out this year where they upset St. Cloud State when St. Cloud State was ranked, but they held their own with the Gophers. They've beaten a lot of other teams, and they're still sitting atop the CCHA, which is their conference. So I like it for two reasons. I like having, you know, my alma mater's hockey team now in D1 doing well, but also, you know, ultimately I would love to be able to see all of the Minnesota hockey teams doing well, because if you get all six of them to be, you know, eligible for the Frozen Four, it gets harder for the NCAA to rig the brackets in a way so you couldn't end up with an all Minnesota Frozen Four.
Which, when this team is eligible, what, in 2 years? Was it a 5-year restriction before they?
Yeah, right. Right.
It'll be possible. And he, by the way, the coach there, has done a great job of using the transfer portal to get a lot of these kids coming from other
programs. Absolutely, yes. Well, you know, and he came, Coach Blasey came from, you know, he had done well at Miami of Ohio. So, he was the right guy from the beginning. We've all said he was the right guy to lead this program, and he's showing it. And I think I was looking at the NCAA, the top 25 rankings. They even got like 8 votes to be in the top 25 last week.
Wow. Well, good for them.
Making progress.
Now, I don't have an alma mater in Minnesota. I went to Stockton State, the Mighty Ospreys. But the closest thing I have to an alma mater is St. John's, because I have a son who's a senior there and played rugby. And it's a club team. And what they club in rugby, the club teams, when they go to the postseason, they're playing varsity teams. So, but he's not eligible for this list you're going to tell us about, but he'd be on it if he were eligible. They lead Johnny's got to finish it off for me.
Yes, St. John's led the MIAC with, you know, Johnny's got a lot of accolades for their on-field performances, right?
Yep.
Particularly with football and on-court performances and basketball. You've mentioned, you know, in the rugby being a club sport, they did really well in rugby this year, but they're also really doing really well in the classroom. They have more academic all-stars than any other MIAC school. I think it was 65 of them total. And they're looking at like football and basketball, some of those sports. But that's what, you know, when you're playing Division III sports, that's really what it's about, right?
I mean,
you're going to go on and have a career in something. And so it's indicative of the education you get there that, you know, they've got 65 academic stars. So good on St. John's for that.
And if you were able to add the rugby team, it'd be well into the 70s, maybe the 80s, because most of those kids are honor students.
Well, I got to wonder. I have the question for our mutual friend, Boz Bostrom. How many of them are accounting majors?
Oh, I'm sure just about all of them. Boz runs the accounting department. That does a great job. He might be the you know, the best PR for St. John's. He's the reason my son went there, because he took him around on a tour the day before my son decided where he was going. He was leaning to North Dakota State, but he always wanted to go to St. John's, and Boz was the one that, you know, he flipped him into that.
Yep.
So, all right, now, Jeff, I know we do a three and out, but we're going to go to a fourth item here. Who are you going with? I'm going with the Chiefs. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs too. Partly it's my, you know, it's head and heart on this one. You know, I like Mahomes. I was a fan, Mahomes fan, then watched Netflix quarterback show and became a bigger Mahomes fan.
Yes, me too.
I do think, you know, there's a lot of talk about who's the greatest of all time. And I know that, you know, Brady's already got all his rings, but I do think, you know, Mahomes is going to give him a run for it. And I think he's going to get another one towards that number this year. I mean, San Francisco had a nice comeback yesterday, but, you know, I just think that, I think that the Chiefs, with their experience, once you've been there, you've been there. I think the nerves and some of the things that go along with being in that game, I think once you become experienced in doing it, it's kind of like second. It's just like another game for them. So, kudos and Godspeed to Taylor Swift. She's going to have some flights going. She's going to be jet lagged watching that game, but she's probably going to be there. So,
well, you said she has she's in Tokyo for a concert.
She has a concert in Tokyo at, like, I forget what time. There's all these things online about how it calculates about when she leaves on. So February 10th, she has a concert in Tokyo. So they'll have to, you know, if she gets on the plane, how soon she'll get to Vegas and back and forth. So
it'll work. Yeah, she'll make it work. No question.
And the more important one is we got to make sure Jason Kelsey's there. Will he have a shirt on?
Well, okay, sure. He may not have pants on. It'll be warm there. All right, Jeff. Exactly. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much.